Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the Water Cooler Conversations. And every time that you think you've had a bad day, then you find out about somebody that, they had a really bad day.
Right. Way worse day.
That makes it worse, yeah. So, you've been ziplining before.
Not for reals.
Oh, really?
Just like the little one out at the Rushmore Cave here.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that's not real, but it's like a little version, a short version of it.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean,
I totally want to, though.
It was fun. I did one at the, I've done it at the Buffalo Chip, where they put it up there.
Yeah, I do want to do that one.
I have done the one on Fremont in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fun.
That looks super fun.
Yeah. So that experience went better than the marriage that I was having
at that time.
So, yeah. if I would have thought, I would have cut the cables and dropped myself. But, however, it depends. There's a place, and that's what I don't understand, but there's a place in Missouri where they do it, and it's like over some fields.
Weird.
And it's just like they're going over.
I would like to look at scenery.
And that's what supposedly.
Not corn.
Supposedly it's like nice scenery. There's like cattle, and there's like roaming. There's like non-cattle. There's
The cows are like, what in the world?
Yeah, it's like, here they go again. Well, this one is in Florida, and these guys were on a zip line. And they got stuck.
Oh gosh!
Over a pool of alligators.
Oh no!
Yeah,
like it just stopped. Do you think they do that on purpose, just to mess with them?
I don't know, because it's a man and his child.
Oh, maybe not.
And
that's a little scary.
Yeah, and now the manager, the zip line manager, is like, don't worry about it. Not to worry.
I want to know, like, how far above the alligators were they dangling?
40 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they would have died regardless, probably.
Sure. And so this manager, Nick Chapina.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. He says, situation is common occurrence. It happens fairly often.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, whenever there's...
Fix your zip line,
you dinks. That's what I think. I think whenever you have a statement like that, that's kind of a statement that like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we've got some issues we need to address here.
Clearly there's an issue.
And Chapina... He added, what's his first name again? Because I'm going to have to go back. Nick.
Okay, the manager.
Nick.
We can pronounce that.
Added, not really. Nick added that the man and child were never in any danger.
Oh, yes, they were.
As the guides at Gatorland are fully trained to that particular situation.
To catch somebody falling out of the sky?
I guess, yeah. Before they hit
the
alligator.
Here's the training.
I mean.
Get the trampoline out.
Right, because it's one thing to talk about falling from the zip line. It's another, the fact that you got alligators waiting below.
Yeah, that are starving, probably.
I mean, well, sure. And I think that that's really how they set it up in the first place. Like, saying, hey, come experience the danger of ziplining over alligators.
And then, or we'll just stop you right above them.
Right. The danger is that it happens.
Not in general.
It might possibly happen. No, it happens. And so they said the pair were about 40 feet above the gators at the apex of the zip line. And officials say they were stuck on the zip line for around 20 to 25 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. That is slightly terrifying.
Well, and they said it was slightly more than normal. this is the part to where the manager, I wish that I could see like a taped interview with the guy because.
Absolutely.
Because he seems like he's just a delight. because he says, well, it was slightly longer than normal due to the weight of the man.
That's nice.
It's kind of like saying, all right, dude, you were so fat that you like stopped the zip line and it took us longer to get you down.
Yeah, so I'm not going on that zip line.
Yeah.
This never happens, lady.
Yeah, and he also said that winds are typically to blame for people becoming stuck.
Oh my gosh.
And he said that's what happened in this situation. So if that's something that you know.
So now you're like dangling in the wind. It's like blowing you back and forth, but not zipping you.
This is what I'm thinking. I think that when you're like sitting there dangling, at that point, it feels dangerous.
Right.
You're rocking back and forth above some alligators.
And you're like, how do I get this thing moving again?
Yeah. You're sitting there trying to lurch it forward.
Right?
And they're like, no, you're too big to lurch, sir. You're fat. We probably shouldn't have put you on there. And the guy said they're trying to tell his kid not to cry.
Oh, like, my goodness. What a nightmare.
He said this would be fun.
Damaged for life.
And he's like, well, we knew it was too windy, but you know what? We want
and you're
your
too fat.
Yeah, we want your $30 or whatever it was. That far outweighs any problem we
Absolutely.
Have of you getting stuck. So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits is 102.7.